So some people call it grit. Other people call it perseverance. At what point do you tell yourself, you know what? I've had enough. We're going to discuss perseverance today on Casting Actors Cast. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. So glad you're here today. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York, and you're listening to Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors. If you're an actor or you're thinking about wanting to be an actor or you've been acting, then by all means, welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad that you're here. I'm excited to be able to share this podcast with you today. These absolutely free podcasts are yours to enjoy, and I'm having a great time. I continually hear from people out there who really seem to be enjoying the podcast, and I couldn't be more grateful. I know I've said this all the time, but thank you so much. It's just so much fun. We're well over our 10,000 download mark, and I'm hearing from people from all over the world. I'm hearing recently from folks from Australia, Germany, Great Britain. Thank you so much for tuning in. And today we're going to be talking about something that I think it could be perceived as a little bit of a sensitive or touchy subject. One of those subjects that I just want to dive in, honestly, head first, and give you my thoughts about perseverance. And for you longtime listeners out there, this is the moment of the podcast where I want to repeat what I just said, which is thank you so much for listening. Please do yourself a favor. At least I think it'll be a favor because there's a lot of really cool information if you go to castingactorscast.com, all one word. Casting Actors Cast. You'll find information pages. You'll find downloadable links to some great PDF stuff. If you leave me a message, you can leave it via a voice message, which would be kind of fun. And also, you can leave me just a regular message by typing in your name and your information. And when you do that, you'll get a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And it's an absolutely free downloadable 100-page PDF workbook on what it is to be a voice actor. So that's something I think worth considering. Also, additionally, the website I freshened up just a little bit. You'll find a place where you can see all of the teaching gigs I'm doing. And if you find yourself in the New York City area, or perhaps maybe where you are, your school, your institution, or your group might want to have somebody like, hey, maybe like me, come out and do a workshop. I'm happy to do that as well. And you'll see that whole workshop page as well. Finally, you'll be able to download all past episodes of Casting Actors Cast, all the way back to the very, very beginning. We're at episode number 59 right now with over 10,000 downloads. So thank you so much for being a part of this really kind of cool experiment called Casting Actors Cast. Thanks. Okay, so in order to discuss perseverance, we have to define it. Because I remember as a kid really wanting to be an actor. I had this kind of dream about wanting to be on Broadway. And what's kind of embarrassing to admit is that I really wasn't even sure what Broadway was. I just knew it was a thing. I just knew it was like a thing that actors aspire to do. And so as I got a little bit older and I went to high school and then I went and got my BFA degree, I always heard about how you have to kind of stick with it, that it's only those people who stuck with it ended up being successful. I kind of embraced that. I thought, okay, I can stick with it. I'm just going to keep on doing this until it becomes something that I feel successful at. Well, you know, a lot of people go through this, and a lot of people question, how much time am I going to give this? How much energy am I going to put with this or into this dream of mine of being successful? And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about what perseverance means to you. But one thing I do know for sure, any actor that you talked to who is successful have experienced failure of one kind or another. Every actor, there's not one actor out there who sort of just fell into it and then became rich and famous and successful without experiencing all kinds of life trauma, situational issues that have confronted them and been painful. So success is not just one of those things that you see and embrace. Success really is full of all kinds of challenges and deviations and sidesteps. And so the question becomes, when do you stop? At what point do you say, you know, I've wanted to be an actor, I've trained myself as an actor, and it's not really happening for me the way in which I hoped it would, and so I'm thinking about stopping. When do you stop? At what point do you say, okay, that's it? Or how do you keep yourself from quitting? How do you say, you know what, I'm supposed to have perseverance, but I'm knocking my head against the wall with this acting thing. It's not going the way that I want. And so what do? I feel like I've painted myself into yet another corner, another dream that I have to decide is just not going to be for me. Now, if you've had those feelings, then congratulations. Because that's exactly the kind of questions, and those are exactly the kinds of questions that I was asking myself for a long, long period of time. Even when I had successes, there was part of me, and I'm not a psychologist, but there was part of me that felt, oh, I didn't quite deserve it. So when good things would happen, I would sort of tamp that down and to try and say, well, this is exactly the way I'm supposed to be feeling. And then when great things happened, I was always like, okay, maybe they haven't found out about me enough yet. So, and then of course, when I auditioned for something or when I went out for something or really worked hard for something and it didn't happen, once again, out came that great big stick where you beat the hell out of yourself because you think, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough. You know, I'm not, and you can fill in the blank. So now I'm sitting on the other side of it. I'm a casting director now, and I'm looking at actors coming in. And I know this sounds really kind of weird, but I can almost always tell what kind of an actor I'm dealing with just by the energy they have when they enter a room. And I'm not going to make this about auditioning. I am making this about you can really see and feel, and actors can transmit the energy of who they are all the time, whether you realize it or not. So the first thing I want to do is to really address, how do you keep yourself from quitting? Now, I don't want to decide that this is going to be an episode about being a quitter. And that's not what I'm talking about. But there comes a point when you really have to reevaluate where you are in your career, in your life, and this is what I want to deal with today. So how do you keep yourself from quitting or deciding that this isn't for you? First of all, before you decide that this was enough, have a plan. Literally, write out a plan for yourself. What kind of expectations do you have for your plan? The plan could include, well, if I don't get an agent in a certain period of time, then it's time for me to reevaluate. Notice I didn't say it's time for me to quit. You see, I believe really strongly that every time you experience failure, that you have to decide what did you learn from the failure in order to reevaluate what would be successful for you. So having a plan is the very, very first step as far as I'm concerned. The second is to set goals, and these are achievable goals. These aren't pipe dream goals. These aren't fantasy goals. You know, I was in therapy for a period of time, and the therapist would stop me and say, you know, you're just doing fantasy thinking that if I did A, that B would come to me. And that just wasn't the case. And so I really decided that setting realistic goals for myself was really, I think, very, very useful. The third step on how do you keep yourself from quitting is that you have to also decide that you're going to embrace the trying. The effort alone should have its own rewards built into it. Let's take a quick example. Like if I'm going to be preparing myself for a really important audition, and let's say it's a new TV series, or let's say it's a bigger role in a feature film, then by all means, I'm going to spend a lot of energy and a lot of time in it. The goal should not necessarily be booking the job. The goal should be, I'm going to spend a little more time trying something different so that my effort is going to feel different this time than in times past. Embrace a new way of doing something so that you can decide whether or not, by trial and error, if this is a successful thing for you. So embrace the trying. Try something different, but embrace it. Make sure that you understand that this is a one-time opportunity, and so I'm going to make sure I give myself all of the goals that I can for learning the role, for feeling comfortable with the role, and being confident with myself in this new experience. Now, the next step in how you keep yourself from quitting, I think it's important to experience joy in whatever you do. Now, I know this sounds very Pollyanna, and I know that people are probably rolling their eyes right now as I'm talking about this, but I really think that getting in touch with why you wanted to do this in the first place as an actor can really rekindle that energy and that excitement, and not do it in a fake way, but do it in a way in which you say, you know what? What else would you be doing? This is so much fun. Playing fantasy, playing somebody other than myself, really investing in all of that training has a payoff. And that payoff is, I have an opportunity now. So there's joy in everything that you do as an actor. And so really experience, get in touch with that feeling again. It does not all have to be about focused reality. It can really be about experiencing those things that bring you joy, and working with others can be really a joyful experience as well. Number five, how do you keep yourself from quitting? Redefine success. What does success mean to you? I can tell you for myself that too many times as an actor, I decided that if I didn't get the job, I was a failure. And if I did get the job, great, I got the job. That didn't mean I was a success. It just meant I got the job. So you see, I really kind of played this mind game with myself that I couldn't really get too excited and happy about booking a job, but boy, could I beat the hell out of myself if I didn't get the job. So then it became a matter of redefining what was success. So right now, if you're listening to this, think about it. Take a second. What does success mean to you? Does it mean booking the job? Or does it mean the different strategy for the audition? That you tried something different when meeting an agent? That you started up a different marketing strategy for letting people know what you're up to? So redefining the success model, I think, is very, very valuable for you. Another step, this is number six, use defeat as a tool for setting new goals. So when the audition doesn't happen, then instead of just beating yourself up and wanting to crawl into a hole, it's a tool for saying to yourself, okay, what did I do that time that I wish I had done differently? What can I learn from that experience? How can I reevaluate my work in such a way that I can feel better about the choices the next time I have an opportunity? So using defeat as a tool is a great way, because you know what? If you're a successful person, if you feel like you're successful, you've done this already. You've decided that every time something doesn't go the way that you had hoped it would, you evaluated, you took a look, and then you retooled your view of the experience in order to make it more satisfactory for you. So now, as we're talking about perseverance and how you keep yourself from just saying, to hell with it, I'm not going to do this anymore, is really understanding, and this is number seven, the pain of listening to others. Can you identify with this at all? I don't. This is a big one for me, I have to say, and that is when others look at you and say, oh, they didn't get the audition, they must not be that good. Boy, that was a very, very painful, and that was a deep-rooted kind of pain that I experienced as an actor. And even now, as a casting director, I have the same kind of feelings that if we don't get the, you know, people talking well about us all the time, it sends me into a bizarre kind of tailspin. And so what I'm learning, and I'm still learning, is that over time, if I can just turn those negative voices down, because there is so much pain in listening to the opinion of others and evaluating what others think of you. And here's the reality. It's none of your business what other people think of you. It's only your business what you think of yourself. So the pain of listening to others is one of those things that I encourage you to really get a perspective on that for yourself. How much time do you spend listening to your friends, to your family, to other people in the business, to a bad review? You know, I believe it or not, there are actors who just never read their reviews because they find it irrelevant. Now, you know what? Honestly, honest confession, I always read my reviews. I always had to find out what other people were thinking of me. But it's taken a real long time to understand that there's a lot of pain when you indulge the voice of others. And then the last item I want to share with you about keeping yourself from quitting and understanding what perseverance means is that there can be a lot of fun in deciding you're going to do a makeover. There's a lot of fun in that. So if things aren't going well and, okay, so you know what? I'm going to get new pictures, or I'm going to get a new haircut. I'm going to get a new hairstyle. I've grown a little bit older, so I really want to develop that side of my personality that has maybe some more maturity to it. Or maybe my energy isn't quite the same as it was when I was 24 years old. And so I really want to evaluate how I am being perceived by others now. And you know what? That's not the same thing as what I just talked about, which is listening to others. What I'm talking about is your understanding of how the other people in your world perceive you. And there can be a lot of fun in deciding, you know what, I'm going to do a makeover. I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to switch it up a bit. I'm going to wear maybe some new clothing when I go to an audition. I'm going to develop some new healthy habits. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to start going to that gym and really deciding that I'm going to feel as healthy as I possibly can. All of those are things that you can do that, honestly, if you embrace the fun aspect of it, decide that it's not drudgery, that it's actually something that you can do, is recreate who you are and see if that's something that feels right, that fits right, that others can perceive in you. Now, again, I'm not talking about indulging what others are saying about you. I am talking about the perception that others might have about who you are. And so if it's not working for you, if you feel like you're at that point where perseverance is really kicking you in the butt and you just think that you might not want to do this anymore, try those steps. Have a plan. Set goals. Embrace the trying. Experience joy. Redefine success. Use defeat as a tool for new goals. Understand the pain of listening to others. And literally, have fun with a makeover. Now, after all of that, after you've done all of that, you might just decide, you know what, I've done all of these things, and there is a new reality that I really want to embrace. And at that point in time, you might just decide that there's something better for you out there. And you know what? That was time well spent. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Casting Actors Cast. Please let me know if you liked it or not. Please like and subscribe and tell your friends, because this could be a really great day for you. And I can tell you it's been a really fun day for me as well. So thank you so very much for listening. Once again, this is Casting Actors Cast.